This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A couple of months ago, the Supreme Court opened the door to legalized sports betting in this country everywhere, not just in Vegas. So lawmakers in more than a couple of states are working on ways they can get into the game, as it were, and they are thinking, those lawmakers, digital economy, not just boring old casinos. There's big money in gambling apps for developers and gaming companies in the states as well, but there is also some peril. From the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland, Adrian Ma has more.
For decades, the only place where you could legally bet on a basketball or football game was in Nevada. And to do it, you had to go to a casino sportsbook. Basically, it's a room where bettors sit in big cushy seats, watch games on dozens of panoramic screens, and check out giant digital billboards to calculate how much they can win or lose on each matchup. Kelly Stewart has spent hours of her life in rooms like this, and that's because she's a professional sports bettor.
College football season, I have no life. I'm working 65 hours a week.
Call it gambling if you want, but Stewart says there is a method to it. You have to do your research.
And you need to be disciplined. And as long as you're on the winning side more than you're on the losing side, you're making money.
Even though she lives in Vegas, Stewart says she doesn't go to casinos much anymore. That's the sound of a finger tapping on the screen of a smartphone. I know. Terrible for radio, but great for the professional gambler, living in the one place where mobile sports betting has been legal and available for several years.
It doesn't make any sense for me to drive all the way around town to bet when you could just literally do it at the palm of your hand.
Betting is no different than almost every other consumer activity.
Chris Grove is with the gaming research firm Eilers & Krejcik. He says app developers that already have relationships with casinos are well positioned for the trend. And of course, so are the casinos and online sportsbooks taking the bets. Grove figures if all 50 states legalized it, sports betting operators would get nearly $16 billion a year in revenue, with at least half that coming from mobile.
You're going to have a far larger market.
Which means more tax revenue for states. So, is this a good thing?
Cautious, I think is the word I would use.
Richard James is a psychology researcher at the University of Nottingham in the UK, where mobile sports betting is legal. He says gambling on a phone is different than doing it at a casino, because our phones are always with us.
It can be a very powerful tool to get people to gamble more frequently and perhaps more than they might wish to at times.
This idea that phones can make gambling more habitual has some advocates worried. The Problem Gambling Network of Ohio estimates 1 in 4 adults who gamble are at risk of sports betting addiction.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah.
Hi, Adrian.
Nice to meet you, Adrian.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in.
Brian Borshak was one of them. At his home in North Ridgeville, Ohio, he shows me a memento from his gambling days. He pulls out a small plastic rectangle, a player's card from a casino he used to frequent.
They had entry level and bronze and gold and I got the diamond level, which is kind of ironic, but
what does the diamond level mean?
It means you gamble way too much, in my eyes.
By the time he got treatment for his problem, he says he'd lost over $50,000 betting on sports and owed $100,000 to creditors. In Ohio, there is talk of legalizing sports betting, and Borshak says he's concerned if people can do it on their phones, more may be at risk for addiction.
It creates the opportunity for more problem gambling, because, you know, just like me, I started casually.
By law, 2% of Ohio casino tax revenues, or about $5 million last year, went to programs aimed at treating or preventing gambling addiction. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.